Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Monday, July 31st. Giving honor to God who is head of our life. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Prayer Line. Thank you for joining God here with us this morning, a new day that we have never seen before. When someone is praying, put your phone on mute. Put your phone on mute. I urge you to claim, rejoice, agree, call out names of those in need of what's being prayed for. When they're singing, you can just fill in on mute. Whatever, you know, or alone. What it is, I urge you to participate during the whole 6 to 7 this morning. You all made a good decision, a good choice. Put it God first, starting your day in the Word. Again, thank you for joining us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, giving praise to God. All victory goes to God. So we're going to start out this morning. We're not going to preach or petition God for anything. All we're going to do is just give him praise and thanks and glorify him for what you know he's already done for you or somebody else, for the prayers that you already prayed, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So unmute your phone and come in and let's just give God glory, praise, and thanks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We came to worship you, praise you, and adore your name, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We came to worship you, Lord God, thank you, Lord God.
Oh,
yeah,
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the renewing of my mind.
Already.
Yes,
oh, you
are mighty. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, yes. Glory to your goodness, Lord. Lord, I thank you for patience. Forgive me, patience, Heavenly Father. I thank you for giving me strength, Heavenly Father.
And we're
eternity, Lord,
and find there is none like you.
Praise the Lord. I know there's nobody like my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So when they were singing on with, you know, with your phone on mute, you know you can follow what you know. As I throw this one out there with your phone on mute, be feel free to just throw out the, you know, participate while your phone is on mute. So I'll make a joyful noise. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Someone is calling your name. Lord, come by here. Someone is calling your name. Lord, come by here. Someone is calling your name, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Someone is praising your name, Lord. Come by here. Someone is praising your name, Lord. Come by here. Someone is praising your name, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Someone is calling your name, Lord. Come by here. Someone is calling your name, Lord. Come by here. Someone is calling your name, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Someone needs you, Lord. Come by here. Someone needs you, Lord. Come by here. Someone needs you, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Okay. Thank you. Heavenly Father.
Jesus. Jesus said, if you go, I'll go with you. Open up your mouth and I'll speak from you. Lord, if I go, teach me what to say, because they won't believe in me. They won't believe in the Father. They won't believe in the Son. They won't believe in the Holy Ghost. I know they won't believe in me. But Jesus said, if you go, I'll go with you. Open up your mouth and I'll speak for you. Lord, when I go, teach me what to say, because they won't believe in me. Amen. Jesus said, if you go,
thank you all for those beautiful songs. Father God, we come to you, Heavenly Father. We come in your agreement with one another, Almighty God. And pray in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Father, we come praying for those that may be out there on the street, in their home, wherever they may be, is crying out to you, Lord, for whatever reason they're crying out to you for, Lord. We're praying that you answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those people homeless on the street, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some are out there by choice, Lord, and some are out there by force, Lord. Those that longing to have a roof over their head. Some is family, Lord. Some are single mothers, single parents. Lord, open that door that they have shelter over their head, Lord. Put someone in their path, Lord. Hallelujah. That they receive answer to this prayer that being prayed, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for those that were in surgery last month, Lord. July, even today, that's going in surgery, Lord. Those that are going in surgery in future. We pray, Lord, that they have a speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. I'm praying for those that still working on their recovery, Lord, that's waiting patiently, Heavenly Father. Because we know you're not a second late. So we're praying that they receive their healing, a total healing, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Father, we're praying for marriages today, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, work in those marriages for their good, Lord. Let your will be done, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those that have backslid, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. That don't have a word that they come back to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who do not know you at all, Lord. That someone in their past can tell them about you, Lord. Oh, yes, that they too can be saved as you as their Savior, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord, Heavenly Father. Pray for each and every one of us on this line, those that have been in this line, those that may be coming, Lord. We pray that you work in each and every one of us and our family members, Lord, work in our life for our good, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we ask the Lord for those that are still waiting on their prayers to be answered. Lord, we pray that you magnify those prayers into existence. Magnify in Jesus' name, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who have friends or family members that transition from this earth, Heavenly Father. Those that are still grieving, Lord, touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, touch them. Oh, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those that, for us, that's traveling, our family members, cover us each and every day as we travel to and from and around, Lord. Whether it's walking, byways, highways, bicycles, trains, planes, in their cars, Heavenly Father. Oh, just cover us and protect us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for those that's confused, Lord, those that stressed, Heavenly Father, those are all timers, Lord. The devil situation or problem that any of us help have, physically, mentally, Lord, or spiritual, Lord, fix it for us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you are our Father, the great I am, and you can do all things. There's nothing impossible for you to do, Lord. And we walk up by faith, Heavenly Father, not by sight, Lord. So we know when we pray, the prayer is answered, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You said all we need is just faith of a side of a mustard seed. And all, if we on this line, we have way more faith than that, Lord. So we just thanking you for answering prayers today, Heavenly Father. Even the prayers that may not be called out, Lord, that on somebody's heart or on their mind, desires, Heavenly Father, answer those, Father, even though if they're not asked, Heavenly Father, because you know everything, you know every number of hairs on our head, so we just let go and let you have today help our situation that we may come across if there are any, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, this is the day that you have made, Lord, that all of us and our family rejoice and be happy in this day, hallelujah, this week, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for the people that's in the nursing homes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Be with them and their family, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And those who don't have earthly family, Lord, put family in their life, Lord, because we are all... We all family in your kingdom, under your kingdom, Heavenly Father. So put someone there to fulfill that void of loneliness, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for those that with businesses, Almighty God. Expand their businesses, Heavenly Father. Financially, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Almighty God. Lord, we pray that you protect the kids, Lord, as they go back to school on tomorrow, those that go back tomorrow, but when the rest of them go, when the schools start back, protect each and every children, Lord, even as they home today, Heavenly Father, protect them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 each and every day, Heavenly Father. They may have earthly fathers and mothers, but you are their Father, Lord. And we ask you to work in those kids' life for their good, Almighty God. And Heavenly Father, we just say thank you for all you've already done for us and what you're doing, what you're going to do for us in the future, because you're constantly doing for us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And ask that you continue showering us with blessings and miracles, Heavenly Father. And I commit this prayer with Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us, everybody we praying for this day, our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, and we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. Oh, yes, Lord. So we all agreeing and praying in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Okay, so I want to share a little with you all. Psalms 51, 10, and 12 through 13. Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. I just want to touch on the power of a changed life. The power of a changed life. Someone once said, I got saved. People were shocked. I had been a pretty wild partier, and they saw the change that only God could bring. He changed my attitude, desires, and direction. When people see a dramatic change in us, it makes God real. They see the power of God in us, and they desire the same change in their lives. We are free will agents. We have to desire change. We have to want a touch of God in our lives. Sometimes we have to be disgusted with our lifestyle. We have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. We have to be tired of the dirt and the mire of sin. We have to desire clean hearts. It started at salvation and giving your heart to Jesus. Then in your daily walk, you can stay clean by staying close to Jesus. Sometimes life can bounce you off course. A steadfast spirit is a consistent walk. So stay on course, follow God's will, and receive the promise of joy. We are happy, content, and at peace when we are in Jesus. We are examples to a lost and dying world when we are in a right relationship with him. As a result, our examples of righteous living compile over to follow Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, clean us, fill us, and use us. Help us to stay on track. Give us strength, wisdom, and a good favor to see others convert to you. Oh, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay. So I want to touch on, listen, Isaiah 43 and 49. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it should spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So touch on rivers in the desert. the Israelites would not only be held in captive in Babylon, but all around them was a desert. Even if they escaped, they couldn't survive the journey home. But God explained the new thing he was doing for them. He was going to make a road to get them through and make rivers in the desert to give them drink. He was saying, you can't figure this new thing out because it's not going to be natural. It's going to be supernatural. God knows how to bring you out of captivity, struggle, lack, addiction. No good breaks. It's going to be supernatural. You're going to see abundance where there had been barrenness. Don't limit this new thing to what you think can happen. If I can just learn to live with this sickness, no. God is going to free you from this sickness. If I can just pay my bills, God's going to bring you into overflow. You may not see how. That's okay. It's not up to you. It's up to the God who makes rivers in the desert. So we got to keep in mind that God is in charge, and he will do what he say he will do. And all we have to do is just let go and let God and lean on God and not try to do things ourselves or figure things out ourselves, because he got a way of taking care of anything we ever need. We just have to be patient, because God is never a second late. Patience is very important. So at this time, you can unmute your line. You can give the name if you want to. Give your name. If you have a prayer request, a testimony, a praise report, you can give that at this time.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to jump right in and thank you so much for the prayers concerning marriages. There were two different couples that I knew. I mean, there were more than that, but two that I know had some issues, and they are doing so much better. One was on the verge of divorce, and so now instead of filing for divorce, they're having conversation, and they're working things out. So I just thank you so much for those prayers. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Jesus bless the name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
This morning, we just praise you today, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for answering prayers, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for answering prayers, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We have been praying for Brenda B., who is Chris's mother, and she told me that she is now out swimming again. So God has blessed her. She's being healed, and
yes.
We just want to thank God for that, because, you know, she has a powerful testimony. I'm going to try to send it so you all can hear what she shared with me on her testimony. So let's give God praise again for Sister Brenda.
Yes.
Request prayer for Tola. This is a young man who has some kind of mental issue, and so we're praying that God will heal his mind. He's on medication for this mental condition, so we just want to pray that he will be completely healed from this mental condition. This is Tola, is his name. Amen.
Yes, God bless you in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we praise you for it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes.
Thank you, Father. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I'm soliciting prayers for my brother. He has the COVID. And thanking God for healing in that area of his life. By stripes, he is healed, and that he, thanking God already for him finding, will he soon be finding a shelter because he's homeless. And so just appreciate God for the things that he's done, the things that he's doing and is about to do. So just thank God for the healing searches in there, and I'm glad that he's in the hospital so the doctors can help him with his legs where they swell up profusely. And Just thanking God in every way. Also, we're having a family reunion. So praying ahead of time, it won't be for 2020. We're praying ahead of the situation that God, deal with hearts and minds, and he will come forth and everything that's needed for God to do in our family. Drawing them closer to him, that these things will, God will do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Yes, you're still up.
Good morning. This is Chris. And
yes.
I'm just asking for prayer for Dallas. He's going to military school this year, and he's away during his, like, drill week. I guess it's kind of like basic training. So I just pray that God just keep him and comfort him and just keep his mind focused and just, you know, just give him strength.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to pray for the Stevens family and the Davis family. Her eyesight, she got braces on her eyes. She had the cataract laser surgery. I think something went wrong with one of the eyes. It's gone blind, but she had the other eye that they want to operate, try to correct it some more. And the Davis family, as they have their family reunion in Houston, Texas. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
This is Chris again. I have one more prayer request. Someone hit me like probably two months ago, and I had to put my car in the shop, and I put my car in the shop and they fixed the car, but as they were fixing the car, they kind of like so they had to replace the door. So they replaced the door, and as they replaced the door, they kind of like messed up my electrical system on the car because it's, you know, the car is like a Jaguar, so they messed up the electrical system, so they took it to Jag, and Jag is now wanting $10,000 to fix the car, to reset the electrical system. So I'm just praying God work it out.
Yeah, praise
God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
So this is Sister Gladys again. I have one more prayer that I'm supposed to be going to have a corrective, a little mini surgery on my back for my L3, L4, and L5 vertebrae, my spine, God has already worked that thing out, and so it's not until August on the 7th, I think, or the 9th. But just God continue to keep me in prayer for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Porter had called. She had to have surgery this month on her jaw. She had cancer, and they want to take the bone out, reconstruct the jaw, and take a bone out of her leg and put it in her jaw. And we pray, and I said, that's real serious there, so we'll be praying. I said, I'll put it on this morning so that we could continuously hold her up until it is done. And we thank you. She thank you for all the prayer that you're praying in the past. Hallelujah. She's been a friend and a member for years. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Lucinda here, and I am listening and in agreement, and as two or more gathered in your name, Jesus, these prayers are answered. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else want to give your name, testimony, praise report? I mean, prayer request?
Well, I did one more thing I'll say. I thank you all for praying for us as we went over to vacation down in Florida. We had a very nice time. We were safe, and we did have a few scares in the water. But everything worked out. We had a great time. So I thank you for your prayers for the traveling there and back home.
Amen.
Amen. Dwayne, I think he has a COPD. And one prayer for that. COPD.
Who?
Dwayne Horsley. He's a nephew.
Dwayne. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and it's hard as the count's not right. Okay, I just added, we'll go into prayer. Thank you.
Yeah, just keep the children in prayer. The children are preparing to go back to school. So the children, the teachers, the administrators, protection for the children and schools as they go back to school this year.
Amen, we will.
Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
Okay, I don't want to overlook. Go ahead.
I was just saying, shall we go ahead and pray now?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. I don't want to overlook anyone. So if you come up with a prayer that you didn't give, you're going to give that at that time. So let's go in prayer. Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We find the rebuke interrupting. They attend to
unsettled us
So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God, for all that you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God, we pray for every request coming, Lord God. Yes, that I get called in the kingdom of the mind of Lord God. And I've been formerly to the top of the light of heaven. Yeah, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for going out there coming this time, even if it's not wrong, Lord God. So we praise you, Lord God. We adore you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God. Lord God. And we pray, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let's get a cast for some food before the time and the fear of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Hayes' daughter, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that are married to the same sex, Lord God, that have never come out of the state, Lord God, that we not a man that is not a son of man that should be kept, oh Lord God. And that they would change their lifestyle and their way, oh Lord God, and our prayer in the name of Jesus, having had the worship of the true and living God, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless Pastor Scholastic, Lord God, the children of Lord God, and that the cause that are done of the Lord God, the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
My Lord, 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 my L
person
in the name of Jesus, Lord, decree and declare the blessings of the Lord upon our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today for all the things you've done, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, my God, thank you, Lord, today we praise you today, oh God. In Jesus' name, Father.
Pastor Darlene to take us out. We're at the top of the hour.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Sister Marie. Our Minister Marie is doing a fabulous job. We do appreciate you. For those of you who may not have gotten in early enough to hear her speaking about the power of a changed life and the Lord making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, we are grateful for those powerful words that came forth this morning. We pray that even as each of our facilitators brings forth the word, that God restores whatever you put out double fold, that he blesses you tremendously for the time and effort that you put in to help us to continue to grow in the things of God. We really do appreciate that. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all words, evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next in Jesus' name. I thank God for everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground and I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for those who showed up yesterday, who came to the women's, you all give when you're able to. And I pray that God will continue to bless each and every one of you. I decree today that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that the Lord has given us power to get wealth. Our businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming to somebody's hands. Somebody's receiving thousands of dollars. Somebody's receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody's receiving hundreds of dollars, and this is according to your faith, so be it done unto you. I decree today that we resist that devil, and he flees from us in Jesus' name. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in constant, continuous abundance in Jesus' name. I decree today that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I decree today that the showers of blessings are upon our lives daily, and we live in the kingdom of the blessed in Jesus' name. So I want you to remember that I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom in Jesus' name. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Leigh Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.